Well, we're moving on up.
We're moving on up.
To the east side.
We're moving on up.
To a deluxe apartment in the sky. We're moving on up.
We're moving on up.
To the east side.
We're moving on up.
We finally got a piece of the pie. Fish don't fry in the kitchen. Just to get up that hill. Now we're up in the big leagues. Getting our turn at bat. As long as we live, it's you and me, baby. There ain't nothing wrong with that. For we're moving on up.
Moving on up.
To the east side. To a deluxe apartment in the sky. We're moving on up.
Moving on up.
To the east side. We finally got.
Gorgeous. Well, hello, Mrs. J. Do you have any maraschino cherries?
I think so, Mr. Bentley.
Oh, good. You see, Valerie's coming over for dinner tonight, and I'm mixing her favorite drink. I call it After Five.
What's After Five?
I don't know. I've never been able to get her to drink more than four. I say, what a stunning dress. I'm sure Mr. J will love it.
Oh, do you think it'll fit him?
Well, I suppose if you take the hem up a little bit, I suppose if you take the hem up. I'm going to ask Florence for the cherries.
Oh, Florence isn't here. She's visiting her aunt for a few days. But the cherries should be on the top shelf in the refrigerator.
Thank you.
Hello? Oh, hello, Mr. Wentworth. What? You want me to be in the play at the Help Center? To replace Melinda? Oh, I couldn't. She's a very beautiful woman. And I... Oh, well. Thank you. How much rehearsing time will there be? Oh, I'm sorry. But I just wouldn't feel right leaving my husband alone that many nights. But thank you for asking anyway. Goodbye.
What's that all about?
Oh, the Help Center's putting on a play to raise money. That was the director, Mr. Wentworth. He wanted me to play a part.
Oh, what'd you tell him?
I said no. I'd rather spend my evenings with you.
Of course you would. You should have known that in the first place.
Hello, Mr. J.
Hey, Bentley.
Oh, thanks for the cherries, Mrs. J.
Hey, Bentley, with all those cherries, you can make a perfect gift pack. Fruits and nuts.
That's very good, Mr. J. A gift pack. I just hope that Valerie has fun unwrapping me.
George.
Yeah, what are you?
Do you notice anything different about me?
Oh, yeah, your diet's working.
George, I'm talking about my new dress.
So am I. You fit into the dress, didn't you?
I bought it especially for tonight.
Oh, come on, Weezy. You ain't got to get all dressed up just to sit and watch me work. What's for dinner?
Nothing.
What do you mean, nothing?
Well, I thought it'd be fun if we went out tonight.
Look, Weezy, I can't go out. I got to look over all these papers.
Oh, they can wait. Why don't we just go out on the town?
Out where?
Oh, I don't know. How about a disco?
A disco?
Yeah. Disco's where it's at today.
Oh, yeah? Well, it ain't gonna be where I'm at tonight.
Oh, come on, George. I hear there's a great new one called Dirty Betty's.
Huh. I'd rather stay right here at Filthy Florence's.
George, I'm not gonna argue about this anymore.
Good, Weez, because I like peace and quiet when I work.
Well, I'm not gonna be quiet unless you take me out to dinner and then dancing.
But Weezy, look.
Come on, George. It'll be healthy for you.
Healthy? How?
Because if you don't take me out, I'll break your legs.
Sorry.
great. I think it's stupid. Looks like the circus just came to town.
Did you see that?
Yeah, I'm gonna have to give him one of my business cards.
What for?
If he keeps doing that, he's gonna have to have his pants cleaned.
George, will you stop thinking about the business? Come on, let's get down.
Well, yeah, I'll get out. I just hope I can get back up again.
Yeah, it's almost midnight.
You ain't that a drag, man? You got 4 more hours before they close.
But, George, shouldn't we be leaving soon?
What are you talking about? I am getting my second wind here.
But I'm tired.
Hey, wait, come on, this is my favorite.
Oh, sorry, I'm gonna sit this one out. In. Oh,
Louise, what's the matter?
Oh, I'm just sore from too much dancing.
Too much dancing?
Yeah. George and I have been out discoing for the past 3 nights, but I can't take it anymore. So he's going out tonight by himself.
By himself? What's gotten into him?
Disco fever.
Supposed to be Sammy Davis III.
This is what the in crowd wears down at Dirty Betty.
What's Dirty Betty's?
My destination for tonight. See you later, Weeves.
Freak out! Ha!
I'm not sure I believe what I just saw.
Every night now, he comes home, wolfs down his dinner, and changes from a conservative businessman into a disco duck.
Who was the idiot who gave him the idea to start discoing?
Me.
Oh, I'm sorry, Louise. I didn't mean that.
Oh, that's okay, Tom. It's my own fault. I told him to stop working so much and get out and live.
Hey, maybe if we went down there with you, we could try to talk him out of it.
Oh, Helen, would you?
You think he'd pay any attention to us?
Good point. He never has before.
Oh, Helen, please, you are my only hope.
Oh, what the heck? Let's give it a whirl.
Oh, thanks, Helen. And if this works, I owe you both a favor.
Well, maybe you can get George to stop calling me honky.
I said favor, not a miracle.
Come on, girl.
Fire. You come and heat and grow hotter.
never sits down.
Come on, Tom. Let's go talk to him over there.
Okay. And Louise, don't worry. Helen will talk some sense.
I hope so.
B-O-R-E-D. Bored. Very good, Louise.
Thanks.
And it's a double word. You get twice as many points for bored.
That's good, because I'm twice as bored as I was last night.
Oh, well, we could always play backgammon.
We played backgammon yesterday and gin the night before.
Oh, how about charades? first word.
It's ridiculous.
No, it's a bird.
This whole thing is ridiculous. George and Helen have been out discoing for the past 3 nights while we sit here twiddling our thumbs.
Yeah.
Let's face it. We are married to a couple of disco junkies.
You know something, Louise? You're right.
And I'm fed up.
So am I. When Helen gets home tonight, I'm going to tell her to knock it off.
And when George comes through that door, I'm going to pluck the feathers off that little disco duck.
Freak out!
George, I want to talk to you.
Later, Weezy. I'll get a glass of milk. This disco makes me thirsty.
But George...
Helen, there's something I want to say to you.
Yes?
Can I get you something to drink, too?
Tom.
Huh? Right. Helen, it's just that I'm,
Tired of sitting home alone?
Well, yes.
And you want me to quit dancing?
As a matter of fact, I do.
Okay, I will.
No, Helen, I've given this a lot of thought, and I... You will?
Do you really mean it, Helen?
Louise, you're looking at a lady who's discoed out. Honey, I ain't got another hustle left in my bustle. Tom, let's go. Good night, Louise.
Good night.
You see, Louise, just don't let yourself get bossed around.
Tom! Let's go!
Oh, coming, sweetheart.
George, I've got a surprise for you.
Good. I hope it's a new disco shirt.
No, you've lost your partner. Helen's given up disco.
Why she wouldn't do a dumb thing like that?
She'd rather stay home with Tom.
Now, that is dumb.
I thought that would shake you up.
Well, I just have to find another partner. What? Look, don't worry about it, Weeze. All the girls down at Dirty Betty's are standing in line to dance with motor hips.
Motor hips?
That's me.
George, I'm tired of sitting home alone every night.
Well, Weezy, find something to do.
Like what?
Whatever you want. Just do your own thing.
My own thing?
Like me. Disco is my thing, and I'm doing it to death.
George, is that all you have to say?
I'm afraid so, Weezy. I wish I could stay up and talk, but I'll get some rest for tomorrow night because Dirty Betty's in for a treat when old motor hips moves his magic feet.
I'm so glad you decided to act in the play after all, Mrs. Jefferson.
Do you really think I can do it?
Under my direction, you can do anything. Now, let's go over that scene again.
Gary, we can't go on like this. I've got to tell my husband.
Darling, my private plane is waiting at the airport. We'll send him a telegram from Rio.
A telegram? But that's such a cold way to end a marriage.
Okay, we'll send him a candygram.
Gary, this is serious.
All right, Chuck, what's going on here?
George, I didn't expect you home so early.
I can see that. What the hell's going on around here?
George, this is Clifford Wentworth, the director of the play at the Help Center.
What is this? You're not in the cast.
Oh, yeah, if you don't keep your hands off my wife, you're gonna be in the cast.
This is my husband, George.
You know, I could get you a part in The Wiz as a munchkin.
Oh, yeah, and what do you play? The Wicked Witch of the West?
George, Mr. Wentworth is one of the finest directors in New York.
Huh? I bet you can't direct traffic on a one-way street.
Louise, I refuse to create under these conditions.
Mr. Wentworth, please, I can assure you he won't bother us again.
Louise, where's my lunch?
You'll have to get it yourself. I'm busy now.
But I can't come...
George, I said I'm busy. There'll be no more interruptions.
Well, let's hope not. Now, shall we take it from the top of the second act?
Yes.
Louise, this is the critical scene. I want you to do exactly as I say. You'll play it without words, using your body as a dramatic instrument. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Now, you're alone in your hotel room. It's late. You haven't heard from your lover. You're angry. Angrier. You think you hear a knock at the door. Could it be him? You brighten. You run to the door. Free it! But it was only the wind. You close the door. You're depressed. What's the matter, Louise? Did you slam your finger?
No, why?
Well, that look of pain on your face.
Oh, that was my depressed look.
Oh, I see. Well, let's proceed. You need a drink. But no, that's the easy way out. Instead, you decide to call him. No, you won't give him the satisfaction. You really need that drink. No, you must call him and tell him how you really feel. But the line's dead. A look of horror comes over your face. The secret police have cut the line. That's it. They know where you are. You're terrified. Suddenly, you hear a horrible scream.
Baloney!
George!
I can't even find a piece of baloney in here.
I believe his trough is empty.
George, if you want some baloney, go look in a mirror. Please. Please, let's go on.
Okay, Louise, but this time, play it bigger.
Bigger?
Bigger.
What did you call me, honky? George, do you have to stay in here?
Yeah, this is my apartment. I can stay wherever I want.
If I found you in my apartment, I'd spray you with Raid.
Say what?
Louise, we've got 3 weeks to get this play ready. You'll have to solve your personal problems on your own time. I'm going back to the help center. Peasant.
Turkey.
Thanks a lot, George.
Don't mention it, Louise. You sound like a dumb play anyway.
It's a good play with a very fine, talented director. And I'm going to be rehearsing afternoons and evenings.
Hey, wait a minute. Ain't you forgetting something?
What?
Me. What happens when I come home for lunch?
I don't know, George. I won't be here.
But Weezy...
I'm just following your advice, George. I'm doing my own thing. Hey.
It's over, Sarah. I'm leaving for Switzerland in the morning alone. Bravo, Mrs. J. That's perfect.
Oh, thanks. But I'm still a little nervous about getting up in front of an audience.
Oh, yes, a stage fright. You know, I had a great-great uncle who once had to appear in a public square in front of a large crowd of people.
Was he nervous?
Yes, but after a moment, his nervousness disappeared.
What happened?
They hanged him.
Hey, Weez.
Oh, George, you're not in your disco clothes.
I know.
But you'll be late.
I'm not going.
What?
Well, I gave it a lot of thought, and I decided that I'd rather stay home with my sweet, loving, wonderful wife.
You are giving up discoing for me?
That's right.
Oh, George, thanks. I'll call Mr. Wentworth and tell him I won't be at rehearsal tonight.
You're giving up the play?
Absolutely. I'd rather spend all my evenings with my wonderful, considerate husband.
Oh, shoot, Weezy, I ain't that great.
Oh, yes, you are. Now, you just sit right here and make yourself comfortable while I fix dinner.
No. Oh.
What's the matter?
Nothing. Take it easy, Weezy. My back hurts.
How did you hurt it? Too much disco dancing, eh?
Quiet, Bentley.
So that's it. The only reason you're staying home with me is because you can't dance.
Now, wait a minute.
I decided to stay home with my sweet, loving, wonderful wife.
Well, what's that look for?
That's a look of anger.
What is that?
To the play. I'm late for rehearsal.
But I need you here tonight. What about my back?
I'm sure Mr. Bentley will be glad to help you out with it.
Oh, of course. Please lie down.
Weezy, what about my dinner?
Let's see. There's 3 weeks rehearsal, 1 week performance. If you're lucky, you should get dinner in about 4 weeks.
4 weeks?
Shake, 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 shake your booty. Shake your booty. Shake your booty.
The Jeffersons was videotaped in front of a studio audience.